Yudches Menachem Av, we're holding the Siman Kov Tzadik Vav, Halacha Beis, and we're going to Halacha Tes. Okay, so we were discussing the idea of Einin, and we just said someone that just lost a relative, wasn't one of the seven relatives, so they are part of Mikol HaMitzvah Shabbater, they're exempt from all mitzvahs. There's actually two reasons given for this. One, Pasha is that because he's Oisik B'mitzvah, part of the mitzvah, and he has to be busy with the mitzvah, taking care of the mace. Now, according to that, even the Kutz Shulchan Aruch says, and even if he doesn't need to have someone taking care of it, still he's exempt from mitzvahs, and he can't even be machmir. Why is that? Because covered the mace. So there's really two aspects. The aspect of what I just quoted, really, it's oisim mitzvah part of the mitzvah, and then the aspect which Yerushalmi says is the idea that it's zilzol. It degrades the person that just passed away, that it looks like he's not chashev. And that could be involved, the person could be involved with their own their own personal things. So therefore, these two aspects really work together, and we'll see it actually becomes a major machlokas in certain situations. So we'll see exactly what to do, we'll get to that in a moment. But first, the simple applications is any positive commandment is going to be, a person is going to be, an oyin is going to be exempt. The negative commandments, that means to transgress something, that a oinen is not going to be exempt. So for example, either an oinen doesn't make a moiti, doesn't bench. There is an opinion that actually says you should mehara bracha, but that's, I would call it midas chasidus. And even if he's eating with someone else, he doesn't answer. Man, he can't be part of a zimun, he can't be part of a minyan. And now, when it comes to mitzvahs loisa, so even if it's only the drabon, and that, he has to keep. So if he wants to eat bread, for example, he's not going to make a bracha, but he's going to have to wash his hands. Because washing hands is like something of a negative that you shouldn't eat without washing your hands. When it comes to someone, interesting question, also in Tirsi Daim, in the morning, person to get rid of the Ruach Ra, one should also wash. When it comes to, the only difference is he doesn't make a bracha. When it comes to someone who ate before the mace, the niftar was buried, and after it was buried, the person, yet the food has not been digested, so then the person should bench. Similarly, if a person went to the bathroom before burial, they should make Asher Yatzei the entire day. Now, the minhag is, by the way, that after half an hour, or something like 72 minutes, the person has to go again, then they do not make any more Asher Yatzei for going to the bathroom. And here's where it gets a bit tricky. If the Einan is in a different city, and in the place where the mace, with the niftar, there's relatives that are obligated to mourn, so then the oinen that's in a different place doesn't have a din of an oinen. This happens many times. A guy could be in Australia, could be who knows where, in America, and there's people taking care of the mace in Israel. So technically speaking, then don't have a din of an oinen. So they could be in the airplane and everything else, and they would be chayv in mitzvah. So that's where it becomes tricky. It's important to ask a shayla, because there are poskim that disagree with this completely, and we'll get to it in a moment. So, for example, let's say there's no relatives. So then the oinen does have a din oinen. Now, the more the svadisha mahalach, which is the Mod Chaliyahu writes, that in general, no matter what, even if there's people taking care, relatives taking care, everyone has a din of an oinen until the kvo. It makes it a little bit more simple. But Ashkenazim, it becomes a little bit of a split and becoming complicated, especially in the next halacha where there's what's called a chavakadisha. And after all the relatives basically took care of what needs to be taken care of, then they made up with the Chavah Kaddisha, and everything is all set. So there's nothing technically left them to do, maybe to prepare a speech or something like that. So then at that point, the Koivim don't have a din of an oinen, and that means they're permitted to have meat and wine. Certainly they're obligated in Kriyat Shema Tefillah and all mitzvahs. Nevertheless, as the Kitzur himself, the minhag is not to daven until after the burial site. And the reason for that is because until after the burial, everyone is going to escort the mace that was nifter, and therefore, that's the reason why the tefillah is not enough. If someone wants to be machmir daven right after he gave, everything was already made up with the chavah kadisha, one could be machmir themselves. I had this case with a certain family. One guy was sitting and learning. He felt that he had a complete din of an einan, and technically speaking, there is definitely credence to what he said. Everything was taken care of by everyone else, and so therefore, there's no zilzul of the mace. So long as the mace has not been buried, so he doesn't, the urn doesn't take off his shoes, he could even leave his house if he needs to, for the needs of the mace. According to Kitzur Chanoch, say there's no restriction. But according to Kitzur Chanoch, an urn is not allowed to sit or sleep on a regular chair in a mita, and he has to like act like a novel in this regard. Certainly, when it comes to marital relations, washing, bathing, anointing, all the things are basically a novel is restricted with in ein and osa. Now, this happens to be a machlekes, and therefore there's room to be lenient, especially if someone's sweating, this and that. So there's definitely room to be lenient because it's more lenient than the days of Avelus. Even melacha, work can't be done, even through others. And even if he has a partner, it's definitely a big shaila. Usually what they do is they give over, he gives over his partnership to the partner. And they should write a pashtav, some document. I'm not sure why not always this is done, but this is a halacha that definitely important to keep in mind. And if there's a hefset gada, as the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch says, there's room to be lenient. Someone that's an oinen at the time of Kriyat Shema and Tefillah. So at the time of his chiyuv, he was an oinen. And after the mace was buried, so then it's already past the fourth quarter of the day, which is as man of Kriyat Shema, my record chiyuv goes until the third hour of the day, which is a quarter of the day. Nevertheless, Kriyat Shema and the brachas without tefillin, because the minhag is not to wear tefillin the first day, if the burial took place the first day, so then he could still say the brachas and Shema until a third of the day, which basically means it would be 10 o'clock in a regular 66 day, or the fourth hour. If the third of the day already passed, so he can't say brachas. This is according to Kishonot. There's others that argue and say he could say all the way. The Berach Lecha says until Chatzais. And Shmones is allowed to daven until Chatzais. Musaf, you could do even after that, because Musaf could have technically daven all day until Shkia at least. And Birkas HaShachar, he says only the first three brachas. Shas HaNigosh, Shas HaNevesh, Shas HaNeisha, Birkas HaTorah, these apply all day long. There's opinions that say you could do it all day. In fact, there's a Mishnah Berurah that discusses on the fast that you could say even into the nighttime. Now, if the mace was buried before the end of the third day, and the house is distant from the burial sites, as best, if he's going to wait, he's going to end up passing the time that he's allowed to daven and say Shema, let's say with brachas, etc. It's the best to daven privately outside in a clean place. And this is true once they started pouring some earth on the mace. It doesn't have to be a full completion of the burial. And therefore, this way they could say Kriyat Shema to daven, even though technically the aves is not chal yet, because usually it's after there's like a pile and properly buried the mace, and there's a pile, and everything's done. So it's called the Tzuas HaKevel. And lastly, someone who lost a relative, and he became an Einan, after already the time of Zman Tefillah, Shachis, or Mincha, already took place. That means he could have daven, just he didn't daven yet. And now he became an Einan. And the Aninus went after the Zman Tefillah. Nevertheless, he does not required to do tashlum. Someone asked this recently. Not required to do tashlum to make up the tefillah afterwards, meaning to daven twice shmoneh esrei.